Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were there.
Dance for girls and men, women. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Developed and produced by Norman Lear.
G.R.O.L.A. sounded great. Those were the days.
Paleolithic, relating to the second period of the Stone Age.
Right. Next question. Neolithic.
The final period of the Stone Age.
Right again. Michael, you're going to pass this test so easy. Okay, what's Mesoic?
No, that's Mesozoic.
Meso what?
Look, say it with me.
They talk mouth to mouth.
Mesozoic.
That's fun.
Let's do that again. Say it with me.
All right.
Archie comes downstairs, pausing to watch Michael and Gloria.
Let's try something a little tougher, huh?
They pucker up.
Engelbert.
Humperdinck.
You know, we just look like a couple of guppies.
Hey, I got one. Archie Bunker.
Archie searches a cupboard.
I got another one. The mamas
and the papas.
One more. Spiro Agnew.
Now, don't do that on that name.
Holding a shoebox, Archie points at them.
Daddy, we're just having a little fun.
Fun? Yous are always pecking and grabbing at each other. Sometimes I think yous are going to do yourself serious injury. Wait a minute.
You're looking for something, Archie.
No, Edith, I'm taking a walk down memory lane. How do you expect me to find anything in here with all the stuff and all the boxes here? Now, what do you call this, Edith, huh?
That was a Christmas present.
What fathead has spent any money on a thing like that?
From your mother.
Edith admires the big ceramic carrot.
7 years ago, it came with 5 pounds of chocolate chip cookies.
She talks into the carrot.
Put it down, will you? Where did you lose the tube of instant glue I bought last month?
I put it in that box. Here, let me look.
I've been all through that box.
Well, I know it's here somewhere. What do you need the instant glue for, Archie?
You can't find it, huh, Rita?
I didn't say that.
Well, show me where it is, huh?
Can't you use a nail?
Rita, if you can't find a thing, why don't you simply say so?
I can't find it.
What do you mean you can't find it?
Sure, you can't use a nail.
How am I going to nail a toilet roll hole into that tile wall up there?
Michael and Gloria giggle.
Oh, very hilarious. I'd like to see you two chasing that roll across the bathroom floor. I busted my head in the bathtub.
Archie, that hole has been off for days.
Well, why don't you fix it, meathead, huh? Instead of laying around here all the time trying to swallow your wife.
All right, I'll pick up some tile cement and fix it tomorrow, okay?
Oh, listen to the boy, Edith. He's actually threatening to do something around here.
Daddy, stop it. Michael, there's more jobs around the house than you do. She's right, Archie. He did fix the light in the kitchen.
The Pollock changed the light bulb. Don't make out he rewired the joint.
Archie, for your information, I did more than change a light bulb. And for your further edification, calling me a Pollock is not going to bother me. I happen to be very proud of my Polish heritage.
What heritage? You come from a long line of bowling teams.
And you come from a long line of boneheads.
What?
You think with your mind closed.
And you eat with your mouth open.
You know you are totally incomprehensible.
Maybe so, but I make a lot of sense.
Gloria stands.
Wait.
What's the matter?
I forgot to tell him.
Michael.
Tell me what? He didn't give me a chance.
Tell me what?
You were too busy calling him.
Shut up and tell me what he didn't tell me.
All right, about an hour ago.
Hold it, one at a time.
About an hour ago, a friend.
Hold it, one ding-a-ling at a time.
Oh, I'm trying to tell you about an hour ago.
Let me answer the door.
Archie opens the door to a young white man with a bushy afro, wearing a tie-dye shirt and buckskin coat. Archie gives him the once-over, then turns back to the others.
Who and what is this, and why is it here?
Hi, Pa.
The young people hug.
Nice to see you. Archie, you remember Paul Goodrow?
Paul Goodrow?
Yeah, he was my best man at the wedding. You were there.
I remember him, but who's this?
It's him.
This is that nice boy with the combed hair and a pressed suit, Paul Goodrow.
Mr. Bunker.
Stay over there.
Archie avoids Paul's hug.
Sit down here. Make yourself comfortable.
Gee, oh, so this is what they didn't tell me, huh? That this individual was coming over to the house at 10 p.m. o'clock in the middle of the night.
Hmm. Yeah, well, we also wanted to tell you that we invited Paul to stay over tonight.
Oh, stay over. Gee, you hear that, Edith? I send in the mortgage payments, they send out the invitations.
But Archie, any friend of the kids is a friend of ours, right?
Not necessarily.
Archie, Paul, you're welcome here anytime, just like it says on our doormat.
Our doormat says the bunkers, Edith.
Oh, no, Archie, our doormat says welcome.
No, Edith, our doormat says the bunkers.
But I'm sure it says welcome.
Well, we'll settle it right now, Edith. I'll just go out and I'll get the doormat and I'll show you all that don't say welcome.
I'm sure it does.
Hey, why does our doormat say the McNabs?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Ellen McNabb's police dog chewed our mat up last month, and I couldn't very well ask her to pay for it. I mean, what with the dog getting so sick? So I let her lend us theirs until we got a new one.
But we can't have this outside our house, Edith. We ain't the McNabbs.
Well, the Petersons' doormat says welcome, but I couldn't very well borrow theirs. After all, it wasn't their dog that chewed up our mat.
What has the Petersons' dog got to do with anything?
The Petersons don't have a dog.
Petersons, Bunkers, or McNabbs? This mat don't say welcome on.
Well, listen, I'll just drop it outside for you, and then I'll bring my things in.
He's gonna bring his things in. Why did you say that weirdo could stay overnight?
Daddy, Paul is not a weirdo, and besides, you used to like him.
Yes, I liked him when he was a nice, clean engineering student. Used to dream about building bridges and banks. Now he looks like someone who wants to blow him up.
There you go again, labeling people. Why can't you forget what Paul looks like and accept him for what he is?
Oh, why? What is he?
A nice boy, and he only wants to stay for one night, Daddy. He's leaving for Europe in the morning.
You give some of them weirdos one night, they take a month.
Paul returns with camping bags and a young woman wearing a headband.
Robin! Hey. I didn't know you were alive.
Hey, Robin,
how
are you? Hi. Good to see you. How are you doing?
Mr. and Mrs. Bunker, this is Robin.
Scowling, Archie studies the girl's dirty feet and bright pink toe ring.
A million dogs and cats decorating the streets of this neighborhood, and she comes barefooted. Who is this?
This is Robin, my old lady.
She's his old lady, Edith.
This young girl is your mother?
Edith, think a minute, huh? Ask them if they're married.
No, we're not legally married, if that's what you mean, Mr. Bunker.
Tell them that's exactly what Mr. Bunker means.
Robin and Paul, sit down and make yourself comfortable, all right? Daddy, they're not going anywhere.
Oh, yes, they are. They're going to a motel, him and her and all their elegant luggage.
But they can't afford a motel.
They're going to Europe, ain't they?
So what?
Well, they can afford that.
It's a charter flight, Mr. Bunker. We've been saving our money for months. We've got every penny budgeted.
Oh, well, tell him that I hate to unbalance his budget, but he ain't staying here with her together, not without a marriage license. It's immoral, tell him.
Oh, and you decide what's moral, huh?
No wise guy, that does.
He points across the room.
The television set?
No, the Bible. Edith, why do you need the Bible on the television set?
He grabs the Bible.
Because it keeps falling off the refrigerator.
Archie strides to Paul and Robin, who are lounging on the couch.
Oh, Daddy, wait a minute. You can't do this to them. them. So they're not married in a conventional sense. They happen to love each other.
Yeah, that's right. It's love that counts, isn't it?
That love business may be okay in some places, but not here. This is a Christian home. Get out.
Bible in hand, Archie gestures at the hippie couple.
Fine. Well, when Jeff comes in, make sure to have him call me at Mike and Gloria's place, right? Okay. You've got the number now. Okay. Thank you. Peace.
Paul turns to Robin.
Babe, that was Jeff's kid brother on the phone. Jeff's still out someplace, but as soon as he gets back, he's going to call us and he's going to put us up for sure.
Why don't they just get married and save all this bother? Like you two, you're married.
I know, Ma, but they don't believe in it. Oh, how can Daddy send him away like this? I'm so embarrassed.
He's just against people openly expressing love for each other.
No, it ain't that. He just don't like him expressing it in a sleeping bag in the middle of his living room.
Edith sets the table.
Paul, Robin, your food's all ready. Just the way you like it. Raw broccoli, spinach, and asparagus stalks with soy sauce. Are you sure this is all gonna mix up all right in your inside?
Something stinks in this house.
Archie enters with a cigar.
What is that over there?
Robin's burning incense. I think it's nice.
It smells like a house of ill refuse. Put it out.
I thought you were going to bed.
Oh, I ain't going nowhere till I get this thing settled. Now, did he get his telephone call?
Yeah, he made the call. Jeff wasn't in, but Paul left a message, all right?
Good. I hope he gets the message soon. Edith, hurry up with my cocoa, huh? I want to get to sleep. I got to go to work in the morning.
Archie, you could be in bed right now if you weren't so narrow-minded about this thing.
I ain't narrow-minded. I just refuse to have any uncertified goings-on under this roof.
No. You just got a hang-up about sex.
I ain't got no hang-up about that.
No hang-ups. You can't even say the word sex.
There's women around here, you palooka. I don't use four-letter words around women.
Daddy, your whole generation's afraid of sex.
Oh, listen, little girl, if I was afraid of it, you wouldn't be here. Right, Edith?
Edith furrows her brows, staring off into the distance.
Right, Edith?
I'm trying to remember.
What do you have to remember? She's here, ain't she? What I'm trying to make is that my generation had a little respect for its womanhood, that's all. Do you think I would have spent the night with your mother before we had a wedding license?
I wouldn't let him.
Will you stifle yourself?
You're saying then that with a marriage license, a slip of paper from a total stranger, and you'd let our friend stay here?
Bullseye.
I don't get it, Daddy. What is so important about a piece of paper?
What is so important about a piece of paper? A piece of paper makes the whole thing legal. The whole setup. That's all. With that piece of paper, you can go up to any desk clerk in any hotel in the country, look him straight in the eye and say, give me a double room.
Yeah, but is the license the thing that keeps people together, or is it what they feel for each other?
Without the license, you ain't supposed to feel nothing.
Archie, I don't think it could be the license that keeps us together. We never see it. The last time I saw it, it was up in the attic with Gloria's Layette. It's in the same trunk with my autographed picture of Kay Kaiser.
I want to ask you something, Archie. Say Mom and you didn't have a license. I mean, supposing Mom couldn't find it. Would that mean that Paul and Robin are as married as you?
No, wise guy, because your mother-in-law and me, we took our sacred vows.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that, Mr. Bunker, because, you see, we took our vows, too.
Tell him if he didn't take them in church, then God didn't hear him. He ain't married in the ears of God.
But wouldn't Mr. Bunker agree that God is everywhere?
Tell him he certainly is.
Then he was there when we took our vows.
But he wasn't listening, not without the license.
Wow.
No, wow. See, these guys are all the same. They take one fall in an argument, they throw in the towel. Well, in the words of Harry S. Truman, if it's too hot in the kitchen, stay away from the cook.
Archie, instead of putting them down all the time, why don't you sit with Paul and Robin, talk to them, find out about them, maybe you wouldn't be so uptight, huh?
Yeah, why don't you, Daddy?
Edith, what are they eating here?
Raw vegetables.
Jeez, it looks like the bottom of a hamster's cage.
Come on, Archie, sit down here, talk with them.
Right, all right. I'll sit down, I'll have a chat with them. Let me ask you something there, Paul. Exactly why did you become a freak?
Oh, Archie.
I'll tell you, Mr. Bunker. I just didn't like the idea of being one of thousands of young engineers all doing the same thing, leading the same life, seeking the same goals day after day after day. I mean, to me, they're the freaks because they aren't happy.
Well, let me tell you something, young fella. When you grow up, you're going to realize there's more to life than being happy. Right, Edith?
Believe me.
Now, did you hear that, little girl? Did you hear the point we're just making right here?
Robin chews calmly.
What's the matter, sis? Can't you talk?
No, Robin doesn't talk much.
Well, what does Robin do? Chape? How does she communicate to people?
You see, Robin thinks words are a waste of time, so she speaks with her eyes.
Oh. Well, open up wide and let's hear the Gettysburg Address.
Archie, will you cut it out?
Yeah, I'll have to cut it out. I'm sitting here trying for a little give and take with your friends.
Yeah, sure.
But I ain't never yet learned how to converse with a pair of eyeballs.
Daddy, we don't make fun of your friends. And believe me, they look just as ridiculous to us.
That's right, Archie. You ought to stand back and look at them for once in your life. Take a look at some of those paunchy cigar-chewing beers.
Hold it, meathead, hold it.
Oh. Anyone's a meathead doesn't agree with you, huh?
Yeah, anyone who shows a little independence.
Gloria, let me finish.
Well, right, but don't yell at me.
I wasn't yelling at you. I was yelling at him. You just happened to be in the line of my yell.
Well, you are yelling
at me. What's the matter with you? Yelling that way. You think the neighbors is interested in listening to yous too?
His foot jerks.
Don't anybody touch him!
What is it?
His toe's gone. It's a toe spasm. He often gets him in the middle of the night in bed when the sheet's too tight. Sometimes, they come three a night, and once they start, they come regular. 11 minutes apart.
Get the shoe off!
Edith pulls off his shoe.
Oh, leave it alone, Edith. Let me walk on it, huh? Get away from you.
Oh, look, Archie, your sock is too tight. That's what caused it. You better change to a size 10. You gained a lot of weight.
How do you gain weight in your toes, Edith? It's exhaustion that brought this. I'm up too late. I got to go to work in the morning. I got to get my sleep. I can't wait no longer for that phone call, Mike. Now you got to get rid of these people.
Archie, just why don't you just go up, go to sleep. We'll wait up with them, and we'll see that they leave with Jeff.
I think it's over, Edith.
Good.
It's feeling better now.
All right, sit down and put your shoe on.
Yeah, give me the shoe. Yeah. Now, you stay away from me.
I never touched you.
Wait a minute. I got an idea. I don't know why we didn't think of this before. Daddy, what if we all slept dormitory style?
Huh? That's it. That's perfect. The girls upstairs and the guys downstairs.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice. Yeah, let him do it, Archie. Listen, you better get to bed. Your toe's got 10 minutes to another spasm.
Come on, Daddy.
If I say yes, you two kids promise me everything's going to be cozy?
Yes.
Promise.
All right, dormitory style.
Oh, thanks,
Daddy. Boys downstairs here, and the girls can go upstairs there, and everything will be... What are you shaking your head about?
She's saying it would be hypocritical, that for two people in love, such an arrangement would be immoral and unnatural.
Archie purses his lips, then faces the girl.
You just said all that to him? You realize what time it is, huh? Do you realize it is 12:30 a.m. in the morning there, little Miss Headshaker? Well, I'll tell you what I want to do. I got a $10 bill here, and here it is. Now, yous are both going to go to a motel. And when you get there, I don't care what yous do. Yous can swink in the chandeliers for all I care. But I'm going to get my sleep, and what are you shaking your head for now?
She's saying it's not right for you to try to bribe
us. It ain't right for me to try to bribe them either. You hear that? I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Archie sits on the stairs.
Coco, will you help relax your toe?
Paul, Under the circumstances. I mean, what if Jeff never shows up?
Well, then we'll just stay here like you offered.
Yeah, but look at the old man. Look at his condition. I mean, he offered you the money and everything.
Michael's right. You see that, Robin, don't you? Look, Robin, I know it's not like what we planned, but would you stop with the head-shaking bit and talk to me?
You see, Robin feels that it would be self-defeating for us to leave now.
That's bull. You want to know something else? This no-talking routine is bull, too.
No, you don't understand, man. See, Robin says...
We don't care what Robin says. Robin, shut up.
Oh, that's Jeff. Oh,
it's about time.
A tall hippie enters.
Hey, is this the bunkers?
Yes.
Your doormat says McNabb.
It's the bunkers.
Hey. Wow.
Heavy, man.
When I got your message, I just came right over. I didn't even bother to call.
That's okay. I'll get my stuff. Jeff Walker, that's Mike and Gloria, and that's Mr. and Mrs. Bunker.
Hi. Mike, hello. Gloria.
How do you do?
Hey. Oh, this is beautiful. Hey, what's happening, man?
Jeff stoops to Archie.
I'm having a stroke.
Far out. I can dig it. I can really dig that. You must be really spaced out, man.
That's stop beautiful. Talking. You gonna take them two with you?
Oh, yeah, no sweat.
Well, you can start talking again.
Hey, Jeff, so split.
Okay, groovy, let's go.
Jeff, meet my old lady, Robin.
Your old lady? Oh, wow. Hey, man, you didn't tell me that you had your old lady with you. Now, I know this is going to be a bummer, but I'm going to have to cop out on you.
What's that? What do you mean? What does cop out mean?
Can't do it. It's not me. See, it's not me. It's my dad. He's got this hang-up about people having to be married before they can crash together.
What's crash together?
Sleep together.
Don't say that.
My dad would never let you guys spend the night in his house. Isn't that a downer?
Yeah, it's a downer. It's an upper and a bummer and a hummer and anything else you want. But you're going to take them two people the hell out of here.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm very sorry, guys.
Right, he's very sorry. Where's he going? Where are you going there, shorty? Come back here. Don't put them things down. You ain't staying here. Come on back here. Hey, you're supposed to be full of love. You remember the love generation? I ain't. I got one more thing to say to you. Oh.
Archie drops into his armchair.
Oh, see,
I warned you. 11 minutes.
Oh, take the shoe off.
Archie sleeps in his chair as Michael and Gloria return.
Oh, my. You made it to the airport and back so fast.
Yeah, well, we just dropped them off. We didn't even bother going inside.
Yeah, they have about 6 hours to wait, sleeping on those hard benches. Ooh.
Well, what do you want? It's their fault. They could have stayed at a motel. Hey, how come Archie isn't in bed yet?
He fell asleep while I was putting the food away, and I was afraid to wake him.
Mm.
You want to wake him?
No, not me. You want to wake him?
Are you kidding? He's not nice when he wakes up.
No.
Hey, Mom, what you got in that old envelope?
I was looking for our marriage license in the attic. And remember, I told you I had that autographed picture of Kay Kaiser?
Yeah.
Well, I found a bonus with it. Look here. Now look, standing there next to Mr. Kaiser, that's the shoulder of Jenny Sims.
It's getting so late, we're all getting silly.
Let's go to sleep, huh?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
What
about Archie? We can't leave him there sleeping all night.
Well, he's your husband, Ma.
Yeah. Good luck.
Oh, help me, somebody.
Wait. We can't leave Mom alone like this. We're a family. We've got to stick together, by gum. Let's all wake him up.
Okay, I got an idea, okay? What? Down by the
old... Oh, not the new, but the old mill stream. Not the river, but the stream. Where I first, not second, but first met you. You were 16.
My village queen.
Down by the old.
Archie's eyes pop open. He gazes wide-eyed up at his family, then blinks.
Must have died and gone to the wrong place. because you all sure sound like hell.
Directed by John Rich. Story by Philip Mishkin and Rob Reiner. Jack Bender as Paul Goodrow. Corey Fisher as Jeff Walker. Jenny Sullivan as Robin.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. CBS, a Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear tandem production. Copyright 1971, Tandem Productions, Inc., all rights reserved. A Viacom presentation.